This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. Last time I answered the question, who are your customers really? This time in this podcast, this is the second part of the second page of your 2019 three-page business plan. So I'm not trying to make this really complicated, but I wanted to break the marketing piece into two segments. We had to figure out how many customers you had in each of the segments, which were clients, customers, active and inactive, prospects, suspects, and no general population, please. So I'm also being the Grinch and reminding you that there'll be no Christmas if you don't plan and you don't track. And if you don't plan and you don't track, you absolutely cannot complain about what happens to your business. So this segment, we're going to talk about what to do with clients and customers and prospects. And we'll leave out suspects in the general population. So before we begin that, I want to talk about so many of the comments that I've heard. I've heard this comment over and over and over again, and it drives me nuts because you'll tell me, well, I tried marketing, or I tried direct mail, or I tried newspaper, or I tried radio. You know, the word tried, and I'm using that in quotes. The key is, well, what does try mean? Does it mean that you did it once and you had lousy results and you swore you'd never do it again? Did you try it for a reasonable period of time and see what the results were and then decide whether to do it or not do it again? The issue is trying doesn't work. You've got to figure out enough time for each one of the mediums to make it work. So I'm going to give you some examples here. For example, if you're going to use direct mail, sending out one direct mail piece is a total waste of your money. Absolutely total waste of your money. Because what happens is most of the time, unless it's to your client base, people are not going to pay attention to it. It takes repetition. If you tell me after a year or 2 years that you've gotten no results, that's a totally different story than after only one direct mail piece where you got no results. And you also have to look at it from a different perspective. Let's assume that you, quote unquote, tried direct mail. And the direct mail piece was for a replacement of equipment. And this is a true story from a contractor. He sold one system for $28,000. And he started to complain that it didn't work. I'm like, come on, you made your money back from that particular direct mail piece, just on that one customer who turned into a client, obviously. But yeah, but it was one. Who cares? You made your money back. It was a profitable use of your marketing dollars. And so if it one person gives you a job that's $28,000, $50,000, you know, $20,000, and you invested $1,000 in marketing, I think that's a pretty good return on investment. And I would hope that you would too. All right. So that's an idea from a direct mail perspective, but let's assume that you put it together, a Facebook page or an Instagram or a LinkedIn or Twitter profile or whatever, and you just put it up there and you don't invest the time to use these social media tools. And as a result, social media doesn't work. Well, just like any other marketing thing that you do, it absolutely takes time, effort, and energy. If you do it once, if you just throw a page up there and don't put anything else on that page or post to a Facebook page once every 4 months, yeah, it doesn't work. I get it. It just won't work because people are not going to be engaged. The more you engage people in whatever medium you choose to, the more likely people will start paying attention, people will start responding to your offers, and people will start, and you'll start seeing the investment that you're making in marketing start to really and truly pay off. The reality is that it generally takes 2 to 3 years for you to really see a great return on investment in whatever marketing endeavors you use. So first year, you'll get a little bit. Second year, you should get a little bit more. And by the third year, people should be very used to you, very used to their messages, and making sure that they'll start paying attention to them. The other thing that I have to warn you about is to make sure that you have the right customer segment. If you are advertising in an area where people have absolutely no disposable income, the likelihood of you being able to sell a $20,000 piece of equipment unless it's on payments is probably pretty slim. So if you're trying to market in an area where you know there's very little disposable income, or you're trying to market in an area where the houses are brand new, you're probably wasting your marketing money. It would be better in those particular areas to wait until the equipment is 3 years old. You know, if you have a brand new house, 2 or 3 years into it, people are starting to think, yeah, I probably need to get my equipment checked out and spend a couple of years, and hit them with marketing. And I don't mean, you know, physically beat them, but, you know, send them marketing pieces starting when their houses are 2 to 3 years old, and making sure that you give them reasons to do it. And you might even mention on newer houses in some of your marketing messages. So make sure that you think about who you're marketing to and what the message is that you're marketing and what medium that absolutely attracts them the most. The interesting thing is, if you look at what I pay attention to and what my daughter pays attention to are totally different. And we have these discussions back and forth. My age group, the baby boomers, we still respond to direct mail. And we still respond to doing things that are oriented to newspapers and a little bit of radio and things along those lines. My daughter, forget it. She is all into texting. She would not want to look at a piece of direct mail. And she really and truly does most of her communications on her cell phone. So that's the difference between the two markets. And now that millennials have now become the largest population segment in the United States, we have to start switching how we do our marketing for those of us who are millennials. So just be careful and just make sure that you know who you're marketing to. So I'm going to give you the experience of one of my clients. He basically bit the bullet and he committed to 3 years. You know, like, close your eyes, sign on the dotted line for 3 years and go for it. And he put together a real plan for 3 years. He executed it and he actually tracked everything. The first year, as we expected, the results weren't great because we warned him about it, but he kept going and he kept committed to the plan. Second year, the results were better. And then he was more encouraged. By the third year, his comment to me was, well, it takes 3 years to see really good results. New customers, retained customers, and profits have increased dramatically as a result of the marketing that he did. So it took him 3 years and he's finally seeing the results of the 3 year effort. It may take you 3 years with social media. It may take you 3 years of Facebook posting every single week, or as much as often as you possibly can. So just make sure that you do it. A few of you, you know, love marketing and invested the time and are seeing the results like my clients have. You know about patience, so you probably don't say much because you don't want your competitors to start investing more marketing dollars and giving your customers another company to check out. Okay, when we get back, I'm going to give you the other piece of this second page of your three-part business plan. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I've seen my client salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. So some of you are probably thinking, I don't know about social media, and I don't have the time to research it, or I don't have time to do all of this. Well, the reality is you don't have to. Find somebody who you trust who's good at each one of the specific areas and hire that person. Quite frankly, with the social media piece of it, hire a 20-something. Many of those kids need, you know, part-time work to do, and they're really good at Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or whatever, and they love doing it. And if it's your kid or your grandchild, they've heard you talk about business. I guarantee you at the dinner table or the Thanksgiving dinner table or at family get-togethers, you've talked about business. And whether or not we realize it, our kids and our grandkids actually pay attention. They may not say anything, but they actually do. And so they might actually have some good ideas and things to implement. They can also go and talk to your employees and see what they would think about putting what they would put on a Facebook page or an Instagram or whatever else it is like that. So the other thing that I'd really want you to pay attention to is what somebody is good at. For example, somebody might be really phenomenal at direct mail and really suck, excuse me for saying it that way, at radio or social media. So you've got to find people who are experts in all the areas that you want to do the marketing in if you're not going to do it yourself. So if you're going to use direct mail, and again, it's going to take you 3 years, quite frankly, but if you direct mail it to your client base, remember clients are the people who own maintenance plans, and your customer base, you'll probably get a pretty decent response because those people know you. Clients trust you, customers probably don't. But the idea is to get the customers to become clients so that you can be trusted. So just be very careful about who you're hiring and what they say they can do. It's very unusual, and it has happened over the years, that somebody is an expert in direct mail and radio and television and social media. Usually they are working with a team, somebody who's the expert in each area. Just find out and just make sure what the expertise is, and don't give them a direct mail assignment if they're really good in Facebook or LinkedIn or something like that. So hopefully this has helped you understand the different types of marketing that you can do. And what you're going to do is you're going to put it all down on a piece of paper. And I want you to do a simple Excel spreadsheet, and we're going to divide the Excel spreadsheet into the X-axis is going to be the weeks of the year. So you're going to have, or the months of the year, whichever you prefer. And then the Y-axis is going to be divided into customer and client activities, and then prospect and suspect activities. And you may have some general population activities. For example, you might go to a trade show or you might advertise on television. Those are really general population activities, marketing activities, rather than any activity that is geared towards a client or a customer, which are generally direct mail or email campaigns. And those can be done very easily and very simply. It's just that you've got to make a decision as to what you are going to do. So if, for example, let's say that we're going to have the client and customer category. You might send out a direct mail letter, or you might send out something on Valentine's Day, which says, I love my customers. And the Valentine's Day coupon might be $25 off any service. Thank you for being a customer. But it would only go to your client base who own maintenance agreements. I wouldn't send that to anybody else. You might have things for customers to turn them into clients, i.e. they may need, their systems are getting older. Is it time to repair or replace? If they spent a whole lot of money on their air conditioning system or their heating system this year, you might have a way to be able to show them that they won't have to spend that much next year. There's lots of different letters that you can do. So those would be the things that I would put that are specifically for clients and customers. It would be email. It would be direct mail. Those two types of activities based on what the holidays are in the year and those types of things. For prospects and for suspects, you might look at things like trade shows, or you might look at things like social media posts, or you might look at things that are generally a little broader. You might have advertising in a newspaper, for example, that is specifically for your particular neighborhood. And people have a generally will read the neighborhood newspapers. They may not need the may not read the large city dailies, you know, like the Atlanta Journal or something like that, but they'll generally want to know what's going on in their neighborhoods. And a lot of neighborhoods now have a thing called Nextdoor. And that might be some place that you can put information, and that also might be a place where people can put referrals and testimonials about the work that you've done. I see them there all the time. So those are the types of things that you might do for prospects and for suspects. And then you might want to be doing some radio advertising, some television advertising. It just kind of depends upon what's around in your area. Make sure that you're advertising to the people who can actually use your products and services. And I will give you a perfect example of how radio can actually be used. This is a story from a couple of years ago. No, about 20 years ago, actually. I was working with a client in Hilton Head, South Carolina, which, is, you know, either you're very, very rich on that island or you're very, very, you know, not poor, but working class type things. And I don't mean that negatively. And there was a station there back in those days called WLOW, which was called the 50 to Dead station, because in those days, somebody who was 50 listened to big band era music, and that was the kind of music that they played. Now that I'm over 50, I don't think that's so funny anymore. And, you know, I don't listen to big band music. But anyway, they were not the most popular radio station on the island. But they were the station that the clients of this particular contractor listened to. And so they had a stock market report at 9:20 every morning. And I made, which however you want to call it, the owner of that company, who was in his 30s at the time, signed a one-year contract to do that. And he looked at me initially and said, "I won't listen to that blanking blank station." I said, "I don't care. Your customers listen to that station." And, you know, he trusted me, so he did it. And the radio station only went to Hilton Head Island, a little bit to Buford, but didn't really go to Savannah. So, I mean, it was really concentrated. The signal was really concentrated on Hilton Head Island. And so the 9:20 market stock market report came on, and people on the island who have money have stocks. So they all listened to the 9:20 stock market report. And lo and behold, about 9:25, the phone started ringing every Thursday. And it actually, we could track how many people came as a result of the ads that we put on there. And so the next year, I looked at him because he actually signed the contract for another year. And he looked at me and went, "Don't say anything," which was really funny. But what the point of all of this is you might find radio that's appropriate. You might find TV that's appropriate. You might find newspapers that are appropriate. So the ubiquitous statement that, you know, radio doesn't work, or television doesn't work, or newspapers don't work, or direct mail doesn't work, is a misnomer, because there are always ways and places and things and ways to make each one of those mediums work. You know, social media, the same thing. So what I'd like you to do is we're going to take that simple Excel spreadsheet, and along the y-axis, you're going to put the different types of customers that you have and the different activities you're going to do. And then on the right-hand side, you're going to put an X under the month that you're going to do it in, or the weeks that you're going to do it in. And you put this piece of paper up on the wall, and that's your second page of your three-page business plan, and that's your marketing plan. So if you want a copy of the sample marketing sheet, just send me an email. It's ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. And I'd be happy to send you one that you can fill in and you can place on the wall so that you're reminded of it, and all of your employees are reminded of it too. Thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, or if you'd like a brochure of our classes, books, and manual, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.